Lady at the Tea Table is distinguished among Mary Cassatt's works for the severity with which it treats its subject. The picture is of Mrs. Robert Moore Riddle, a cousin of Cassatt's mother. It was intended as a present for Mrs. Riddle's daughter, but she was not pleased by it. She thought her mother's nose was too large, and the disappointed painter dispatched the painting to a closet. There it remained for almost 30 years, until 1914, when Cassatt showed it in New York at an exhibition for the benefit of women's suffrage. Mary Cassatt studied in Italy and France, settled in Paris, and painted under the influence of Degas and the other Impressionists. She's the only American who exhibited with the Impressionist group. Here, Cassatt uses color to unify the composition and to underscore the bold design. We see a subtle relationship between the blues of the subject's garment, her eyes, and the tea set. And the tea set's gold rims are echoed by the subject's jewelry, by the carefully chosen frame, and even by the frame that Cassatt paints on the background wall. Traditional relationships of depth are thus reduced in the manner of Manet and Degas. The emphasis on Mrs. Riddle's silhouette and the general simplicity of the composition also demonstrate Cassatt's interest in Japanese prints and an Oriental design.